The Minister of State, we have here the Minister of Defense. We also have the Deputy Minister of Education, have the Regional Minister. We have the MMDCEs, District or Heads of Second Cycle Institution, District Directors of Education and Managers, Regional Managers, our Champion Chairman of CHAS and Head of Tamil School. Distinguished ladies and gentlemen, students, it's really a great pleasure to be back in one of the best schools in the whole world, Tamil School. It is a very humbling experience to be amongst you. Many years ago, I was seated where you were. And so I expect in many, many years' time, you will be seated above where I am today. This is a day, and it's a historic day. In fact, this whole month of September, since the President formally announced the launch of the three SHS, it's been an exciting period for all Ghanaians. Let's take a step back to understand the importance of the three SHS. Many countries around the world engage in the search for what is the ingredient, what is the source of economic growth, economic development, progress in society. How can society prosper? This has been a long-standing line of inquiry in economics and many other disciplines. How do countries get rich and why do others stay poor? It's a major issue of study. In many, many African countries, initially we thought wealth was measured in the area of how much natural resources we have. And in fact, if we look at natural resources, we have a lot of natural resources. We have a lot of gold. In fact, we are still discovering gold, more gold. In many parts of the north and the south, there is gold in Ghana. This is why we were called the Gold Coast. We have diamond. We have bauxite. We have manganese. We have cocoa. We have a lot of fertile land. But all these natural resources, and it's not only Ghana, it's many other countries on the African continent, these natural resources have not been able to provide the solution or the answer to that question. How do we develop this country and how do we progress our society? But when you look at the experience of many, many other countries which have developed, you begin to see the source of that prosperity. You look at the United States of America, France, Germany, Norway, Canada, Sweden, all of these countries, and there are many more, have one thing in common, and that thing is the focus on education. And in all of these countries, notwithstanding the fact that these are some of the world's wealthiest economies today, there is free senior high school education in all these advanced countries. All these, the United States, Germany, Canada, you know, France, Norway, all of them. There are citizens, you could have argued, could have afforded to pay for secondary school education. But no, the government, as a matter of policy, has required that there is free senior high school education in these countries. Because economists have settled on that fact that the key to economic growth, what actually drives economic growth, is technical change. And the key to technical change is human capital. But the key to human capital accumulation is education. So underlying what we require as a country to develop and prosper is this key ingredient, which is education. And you cannot really go wrong as a country, therefore, if you invest in education. Education, you know, opens opportunity. And many of the advanced countries have known this, and they have known this for a very long time. But nobody is going to come to your country and force you to educate your people. Nobody. If, as a country, we decide to keep a lot of our people uneducated, nobody is going to come and force us to educate them. It is, but we are competing with other countries. And I was telling somebody that if you are playing a game of soccer, and you are playing this game of football, and you decide not to put a goalkeeper in your goalpost, your opponent will keep scoring you. They are not going to stop and say, hey, Tomaso, you don't have a goalkeeper. Go and look for a goalkeeper. They will keep scoring you. Is that not the game? Yes. So if we as a country do not, as a matter of priority, emphasize on education and make sure that the bedrock of our economy is a developed human capital, nobody else is going to come and do that for us. And this is why Nana Addoyinpa Akufo-Addo, when he was running for president in 2008, made at that time what appeared to be an audacious statement. It was a bold statement. He said, if by the grace of God I am elected, I am going to bring free senior secondary school education into Ghana. I will implement it. When he made that statement in 2008, there were many people who doubted that in fact he would live up to the promise when elected. Many people rubbished the idea and called it an election gimmick. But in 2012, many people were told that Nana Akufo-Addo will shift his position from free senior high school education. But again, when we put the manifesto together, he said, this is my number one priority for Ghana. So we won the election again in 2012. And we said, if by the grace of God Nana Akufo-Addo is elected, he will implement a policy of free senior high school education. Again in 2012, there were many doubting Thomas. There were many who thought this was not possible. But Nana Akufo-Addo persisted. Even when he did not win the election in 2012, and we won again in 2016, again he said, my number one priority is free senior high school education. Let's put it in the manifesto. Again, people thought it was impossible. This was again another election win. But Nana Akufo-Addo he had the vision and he had the belief that the key to unlock our progress for development was the education of our people. So he persisted and we made the case to the people of Ghana that we, if we get the opportunity, will undertake free secondary school education. People thought it was impossible. But Nana Akufo-Addo did not. After all, countries have gone to the moon. Countries are trying to get to Mars. So why can it be impossible to bring about free senior high school education in Ghana? Other countries have done it. and moved on to other things. So we know that it is possible. And so we are not going to be limited in our thinking by impossibility thoughts. Our thoughts are thoughts of possibility. It is possible. And then Akufo-Addo said, it is possible. So when, by the grace of God, Nana Akufo-Addo was elected as the president of this country, he wasted no time when we put together the very first budget in March of this year. We knew we had inherited a broken economy. But Nana Akufo-Addo said, whatever you do, make sure we fulfill our promise to bring free senior school, secondary school education to Ghana and to Ghana. And so, that is how it works. We have to look at the budget and make sure that we provided sufficiently for free senior secondary school education. People have to understand that we have been, and Nana Akufo-Addo has been preaching this since 2008, and we have believed this way before then. And we have been preaching this. So this is not a policy that is being made on the fly. This is a policy that has been very carefully thought through. Because we know that when you start a policy such as this, you cannot stop. It has to be sustained. And by the grace of God, it will be sustained. We are not going to stop free senior high school education in Ghana. We will not stop. And why is it going to be sustained? It is going to be sustained because it is our priority. Pure and simple. It is our priority. Once it is our priority, we will find a budgetary resource for it. It is that simple. So, when people say, you don't have enough money, we say, well, prioritize. Prioritize and prioritize.
No, the lights are not out. The other mic is just suffering from temporary dozo. So we have said that we are going to prioritize, because you look at yourselves, when you go back to the village, and when all of us are from villages, when we go back to the village, we see our own friends and relatives who were not able to come to senior secondary school. Is that not the case? They are all over because they couldn't afford it. But today, with the announcement of free senior high school education, the first year students, we have programmed a total of 424,000 students who are going to enjoy free senior high school education in Ghana. 424,000 that have been programmed to enjoy. Of course, so far, the placements that have taken place have been around 400,000 placements so far. That is 94% of the people who have qualified to enter have been placed. This, again, is a major achievement. 94%. Last year at this time, only 74-75% of people who had been qualified had actually been placed. This year it is 94%. 94%. And this is showing you that there were probably a lot of people who wouldn't have gone because of the school fees who have now been able to go. But we are expecting in the next couple of weeks, we have another 20,000 or so, 24,000 or so to place, and inshallah we'll be able to place them. And it is, as we said, we didn't think that this is something that is going to be cheap. Next year we will spend about 1 billion cedis, 1 billion Ghana cedis, on free SHS. But it is money that is worth spending, and we'll keep spending it and spend it again because it is important. It is important. It is our pride, and so we will do it. The African Union, I was in Geneva last week, and I announced at a meeting that Ghana had implemented it, and it was so fantastic. So many countries got up to congratulate us, and the African Union issued a statement basically at that meeting to say they are so glad that Ghana has done this. They said, the Africa, and I want to remind you, quote what he said. He said the African Union has also reached the decision that Africa has three priorities. Africa has three priorities for our development. Number one is education. Number two is education. And number three is education. That is where we have to put our priorities. If we invest in education, then we will unlock the key for progress and development. So today is really an exciting day for us in Ghana, an exciting day for us in the north. And we know the poverty levels that we have in the north and how it inhibits some people from coming to school. And so the free SHS is going to open a door of opportunities. It is not the end all, it is not the be all and the end all, but it is a major start. And if we make sure we take advantage of the education that the opportunity for education that free SHS is going to offer us, then Ghana will grow and grow and grow. So this is a start. There are other issues that we are going to be looking at. Motivation of our teachers, infrastructure, the textbooks, all of these things complement to give us a good education system, a relevant curriculum. But this is a start, and I am sure you would agree with me that Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo as president has made a fantastic start, and it's a major change in Ghana, a paradigm shift, and we should all thank Allah and thank God for his vision. So this is basically the message from Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo. He thanks all the teachers, all the directors of education, all the district and regional directors, the headmasters, the teachers, for the effort that you are putting in. And this is going to be a collaborative effort. It is not going to be a partisan effort. It's going to be a Ghana effort. As Ghanaians, free SHS is for everybody. It's opening the doors for everybody. With education, you can get to anywhere in this country. The sky is the limit. So let us thank God, and I thank all for being here. God bless you. God bless our homeland Ghana, and I say that I formally launch the free SHS in the region of Ghana. Thank you very much. God bless you.